We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood homie, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, the headline reads, promise a little LIV Golf action for you here. LIV Golf strips broadcast crews health care other benefits despite $1 billion in projected spending. I told you I had something
for you. All right, that's pretty good. I got to give you credit. That's pretty good.
I feel bad for these guys, but man, oh man, there's one of these guys who was interviewed on here said, I gave up other work last year to commit to LIV because I knew I would receive much needed health care contributions to keep my family in coverage, said a crew member, but now that's all changed. There seems to be plenty of money to spend on extravagant excess, but not to guarantee the crew that puts their product on the air access to health care. These are industry standards, and the LIV executives could care less.
You got me on that one, Woody. That's what a bunch. Yeah.
Whatever, right?
That's crap, man. Yeah. You're right. That's crap.
That sucks.
That's bad.
I can't get over that video they put out the other day.
Oh, the video was terrible.
Phil in the hoodie just standing there.
I kept thinking they were going to do something really creative and go, all right, you know, everybody's trying to put something out creative. Or you go, that was cool. Oh, that was good. And you're going, what the F was that?
And Brooks standing there looking just miserable. God, yeah. Does he look miserable.
Some of those guys go, can you get the video off me? I'm just taking the money, okay? I'm hoping to go back at some point after this thing hopefully falls apart and I can go back to the other tour.
Can you imagine meeting that guy? I imagine the interaction would just be brutally unpleasant, right?
Are you talking about Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, right. He just... And a texter, by the way, I got to go back to this text. Someone sent this in, and I kind of agree with this. Here you go. From the 786, LIV golfers are guys who are good at golf but don't love the game. They're only playing for the check and hate the fans, so it works great for them.
Well, some of them are playing, and sometimes when you don't earn the check and you're just given that big fat check because somebody needs you, and they need to get you away from – Phil Mickelson's been awful. Phil Mickelson is like the big name, right? The Hall of Famer going to be – you know, he's been terrible.
I guess, man. I don't know where Phil ranks for people. He's just kind of a whatever to me.
But... he's a top 10 all-time player. Ah. Okay.
Whatever. Let's get to a better story here, man. All right,
you hate
Jimmy
Phil
G.
Too. Go ahead.
Jimmy G is heading to Vegas, as we know.
Yes.
And this did not take long for one of the local establishments, the Chicken Ranch, to come out and offer him a free pass for life to enjoy their services on the house.
I think Jimmy G's already learned the hard way.
Has he settled down?
I think the NFL just told him, like, before he went to camp and he went with the porn queen. Remember that he was seen with her holding hands?
Porn star. Yeah.
And
prom queen.
I think he kind of learned that, hey, it's a real bad look.
Why is it a bad look?
I don't know. The league thought it. He's got a right to do whatever he wants. It won't be a shortage of women
just
in Vegas for Jimmy G.
No, but the Chicken Ranch has stepped up here in a big way, man. So they've welcomed him to town. You ever been to the Chicken Ranch?
I'm not commenting on it.
I think the Lamar Odom place went out of business, didn't they?
So
that guy died, right?
So my school.
I think the owner of that place died.
Yes, he
Dennis,
did.
Dennis, right?
Yes, he did. But my school had this thing where It's called the Mustang Ranch when I was a kid. And the older kids would take the younger guys up there to for the first time. That was kind of the big thing.
Where was this? In your hometown?
No. So Reno, outside of Reno, this place called the Mustang Ranch, there was. Oh. And that was a big thing. And I lived 2 hours from Reno, my hometown was. It still is. My hometown's here now, but parents are still there.
What is Reno
I never
like,
went,
by
though,
the way.
By the way.
Great. Thanks for that part. What is Reno like?
Very ugly. Very ugly place. Next to a beautiful place in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
It's a really ugly, flat place with, I don't know what to say. Spent a lot of
just
time
just casinos
there
and brothels and
yes.
stuff? So it's like a gross Vegas.
Yeah, it's a little, small little area with big buildings, yes. Lots of casinos.
All right. We keep the good news going here. And how about this, man? A 90-year-old tortoise named Mr. Pickles had 3 babies at the Houston Zoo.
Really?
Mr. Pickles is a critically endangered turtle from Madagascar. And I guess these guys can have babies when they're 90. This is more of a Ron McGill type type story here. But, I was very interested what he told us. Remember when he was here, he told us that the zoos all trade animals?
Yes.
There's like a big network of like.
Keep it going. Yeah.
I didn't know that, man. I figured like you that they just like, flew out and captured them and just brought them back. But apparently not.
I didn't know that either. I got to tell you, Ron McGill had a lot of interesting stuff besides the entertainment. Yeah.
Of course, these turtles are endangered because people collect them. A lot of collecting going on out there. Different stuff. People collecting turtles.
Wish they quit collecting those damn snakes that are now taking over in the Everglades.
I don't have any live animals in my collection or dead ones for that matter. But we bought when we were in college. They had this display at the mall where they were selling turtles. You ever seen one of those?
They had
this like kiosk at the mall. They were selling turtles.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of turtles.
We bought a couple of them. They died in like 24 hours. We came back. They were dead.
We cleaned the pan and put them outside and forgot to bring them in. And the raccoons ate the turtles, too. Next day, we had to hide it. All that was left was a shell. And we had to, go hide it so the kids wouldn't be all upset with these little turtles.
Just tell them they got out of the shell and they left.
Yeah, they took off. Our new home and a new shell. It was bad, Woody.
Oh. All right. We keep the good news going. Well, I don't know if this is good news, but we have an OnlyFans lawsuit here, Joe. There's a situation here. So we have this story is actually from right here. It's in Cooper City, of course. Right? So we have a model named Michaela, who her claim to fame is an abnormally long tongue. She is suing her boyfriend for $6.3 billion for allegedly taking control of her social media accounts and sharing explicit content without her consent. Very serious offense here. Now, she has an OnlyFans account that is accessible for $30 a month.
How many followers? She must have a lot of followers.
She's got a ton. She has 628,000.
Oh, my God.
So the lawsuit seeks damages.
A lot of money.
The lawsuit is seeking damages of $10,000 for each of the followers that she has. That's how they got to the $6.3 billion, I guess. In 2019, Michaela got more than $100,000 a year by showing off her tongue on Instagram.
Okay. Not touching that. You have a very nice long tongue. I don't know what to say, Woody.
And finally, on a more serious note here, I like to look at the local websites for stories, and I cannot go to any of our local websites without seeing what is going on Miami Beach for spring break here, man. It is not a good scene. The mayor, Dan Gelber, says he doesn't want any of this anymore.
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Well, I think they're in a tough spot because—
Come down here to get shot.
Yeah, that's true, but— by the way, they actually showed the video of that. They put that on Twitter, which I wish they wouldn't do. But anyway, you got a lot of businesses down there that are clearly trying to earn a living, the ones that aren't getting destroyed, and cars that I saw people jumping all over cars and stuff, which was not a great scene either. And by the way, we have Ultra coming up this weekend, so just to add a little more,
I didn't know that.
A little more fuel to the fire. Well,
that'll
here,
be a crap show.
Probably, yes.
I was going to say the S word show, but can't say it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that one. But it's I think Swedish House Mafia is
good
playing to wrap up one of the nights, so that'll be good at least.
Yeah, but great.
Other than that, there'll be a lot of people down there.
There's a lot of people anyway, Woody.
Yeah.
I remember years ago when Fort Lauderdale Beach said, "We are done. We are done.
Did they?
Spring Breakers, get away. We don't want you anymore."
But how do you do that, though?
They cleaned it out for
you
a while.
Everyone down? I thought Fort Lauderdale had stuff going. I saw stuff in Fort Lauderdale. It's not like Miami Beach. But
they, you know, it got a little wild down there, and they said enough's enough, and they shut it down for a while. And you're right. Some businesses weren't happy. But. All right, Woody, well, listen, we got 8 o'clock coming up. Jeff Darlington from ESPN working a little TV and going to work with us a little bit this morning. Talk to us, get you caught up on some NFL news as well. So we have a lot more stuff to get to here. I can't believe they lost their benefits at Liv. That's bad. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, trained and certified technicians. More than 100 trucks every day, 7 days a week for you at Air Around the Clock. And by the way, the plumbing company, same thing. Licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week working for you for all your daily inside and outside plumbing problems you might have and can't fix yourself. And we're the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. Very important to let you know, we go plumbing, we go big. Box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. Same-day installation is our goal every day. Same-day everything is their goal because it's about great service at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. It's got financing plans, 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. Don't worry about water heaters taking a few days to get to your house. Don't worry about a new air conditioning unit. We are full. We got a big old garage full of them for you, man. Warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters, all different sizes, so we can take care of everybody. Family owned, still going strong. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and the rest of them. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. Hey, man, it's about great service and people that are really good at what they do at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Plumbing. Hey, for the plumbing part of the company, 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. A nice lady's going to answer the phone. Tell her Joe Rose sent you for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.